Psalm 20. Preface. Good, liberal, and permanent institutions of government are a peculiar and noble gift of the Father of Light, through which a nation enjoys many blessings, as bad government is one of God's scourges, with which He punishes nations for their sins. This punishment God threatened to the Jews, saying, "I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them, and the people shall be oppressed." Solomon also exclaims, "Woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child, and thy princes eat in the morning." Unhappy the nation which is oppressed by a tyrant, regarding neither law nor right, or whose government meddles in matters of conscience, and is intolerant in religion. Unhappy the land in which anarchy and civil disorders prevail. On the other hand, by a good government, peace and righteousness, morality, culture, and art are greatly promoted. "I exhort," says Paul, "that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." Christians are to offer up supplications and prayers for the government, and to remember to do this, we Americans have great reason. To this, our native country, God has granted good and liberal civil institutions, and petitions for the perpetuation of our free government should rise up to God from our hearts and our churches, and that the public offices be filled with wise, honest, and patriotic men. A prayer for the government is contained in the 20th Psalm. A prayer of Israel for David, its king. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saves his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven, with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. Summary. Here again applies what was said in the 18th Psalm, that David was a figure of Christ. Therefore, this psalm is both a prayer of Israel for David, the son of Jesse, and of Zion, or the church, for Christ her King. For, and in the place of all Israel, did David go forth to meet Goliath, and David's victory was Israel's victory. So Christ our King made war on our enemies, and he did more than David, for David only risked his life for Israel. But our King poured out his soul an offering for sin, laying down his life for us. David made offering of beasts and birds, but our King offered himself a sacrifice for us, and bearing our sins on the tree, he was consumed in the fire of eternal wrath, that he cried unto God as one forsaken. But the Father accepted the offering of the Son, and exalting him to his right hand, has made him an everlasting King, who is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Let us rejoice over his salvation, and in the name of our King, let us set up our banners, for his name must prevail. Prayer. Thanks be unto thee, O God, thou King of kings, because thou hast granted a good and a free government unto our land. What thou hast given, do thou graciously preserve unto us and our children. Grant also that the civil liberty, which we enjoy, may remind us to seek that spiritual and everlasting freedom which is found alone in the kingdom of thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.